UNESCO is supporting this global campaign as a way, because we believe that culture has the power to unite people across the world, and of course within the country at all levels, owing definitely to his strong ability to bring human beings together and ensuring that we exchange and understand one another's culture. Of course, as you may know, culture is a bridge between generations, mm-hmm. and it unites us and gives us the national identity. In fact, globally, why we are supporting this global campaign is because we've realized that culture has the power to transform the society's mind, especially those, I would say, that have been affected negatively by external circumstances. Owing to the strong roots that culture holds in any society, it is the main source, William, of our national identity. Mm-hmm. Therefore, this Unite Heritage Global Campaign is aimed at celebrating and, most importantly, safeguarding our cultural heritage and diversity around the world.
Now, talking about South Sudan, I mean, how relevant is this campaign?
Let me start by saying, when you talk of cultural heritage, first of all, we are talking of those intangible things that you cannot touch, but they exist. Those things that are tangible and those things that are natural that we need to safeguard. And in South Sudan, we have a lot of that. We do have the performing arts, we do have the music, we do have the traditions, we do have the monumental, historical monumental sites. We do have the craftsman, some of the items that our cultures come up with that really the global community values. And when we look at that and we tell people that you can use these to bring you together, you can use music to bring together, you can use music to put a smile on somebody's face who's been affected by war or by the famine that has been happening in this country. So how is it important in South Sudan? One, it's the fact that it's going to unite the people from different cultures. It's going to unite people from different races. Secondly, when you look at how people are diverse and the kind of education they have, through this, when we bring people together to celebrate music, to celebrate art, to celebrate the national monuments, we are advocating within South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Go ahead.
We are advocating within South Sudan to promote skills and knowledge of the South Sudan musicians, the actors, the dancers, the community leaders, our national leaders, and telling them, look, within your country, within your communities, at whichever level you're talking of, you have what is valuable that we can safeguard and transmit to our generations and tell them, regardless of whatever else has affected you, you have something that brings you together, something that the world values, which is your national identity. And if we don't safeguard it now and it is destroyed, our future generation in this country, the young people, they will have nothing to bring them together. They will have nothing to identify with. So it is that important, William.